look at why Mantra Yoga is becoming so popular. I'll also tell you about some research evidence of its benefits and what is Mantra Yoga. And of course, we'll get started with some practice of Mantra Yoga. In today's stress-packed world, it is no surprise how more and more people are looking into new ways to improve their quality of life and relieve stress and anxiety. Yoga, meditation, mantra yoga are not exactly new. It's an ancient mind and body practice known to develop mindfulness, increase relaxation, and enhance overall well-being. If you look at us as a generation, never before could another generation even dream of the kinds of conveniences and comforts we have. But we cannot claim we are the most joyful or loving generation on the planet. Over 30 years of solid scientific research from thousands of studies in research institutes around the world confirms some of the following benefits of meditation. Physical health reduces or lowers asthma, blood pressure, brain aging, chronic pain, diabetes, heart disease, increases immunity. Brain functions, it improves attention, cognition, emotional regulation, learning memory. Mental illness, reduces or manages ADHD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, personality disorders. Life skills, it improves healing, self-awareness and knowledge, emotional balance, relationship, resilience, good choices, reduces stress, and values and qualities increases compassion, contentment, gratitude, inner peace, integrity, intimacy, joy, kindness, and wisdom. This is only a small list of things that found out. How can this be? How can something as simple as sitting down to follow the breath and becoming aware of what's happening in the present moment lead us to so many positive outcomes? How puzzling, isn't it? Let's start with some definitions. What is yoga? Yoga is one of the most popular forms of exercise in the world, and it's become a global phenomenon over the past couple of decades. Yoga is the second most sales type of fitness in the world today. According to the International Yoga Federation, about 300 million people practice globally. Yeah, in New Zealand, yoga is one of the most popular forms of exercise, with figures showing its practice has grown by more than 500% in the last 10 years. So what's the appeal? Exercise New Zealand's chief executive Richard Beddy believes the exponential growth can be attributed to yoga's usefulness. You can do yoga anywhere, and it's not like running where you have to take time to build up endurance to run a mile. Yoga is relatively easy to learn, and there are a wide variety of yoga classes to choose from. You can practice with a group or simply practice on your own. You can practice yoga in a gym, or you can practice in the comfort of your own home. Yoga is both valuable as an activity in its own right, as well as being extremely complementary to lots of other exercise activities. It is very common now for a regular gym user to add in yoga as part of the balance. Relief from stress is also a key factor. Stress is almost a given in a developed country, and as a result, the mantra yoga or meditation component of yoga is very beneficial and desired. It provides people with the best methods of relaxing or de-stressing, which is something that many people benefit from and seek in today's busy lifestyle. The ancient practice of yoga originated in India. It has spread throughout the world, but it's only in recent decades that it's really become popular across the Western world. On 11 December 2040, the United Nations declared 21st June to be celebrated annually as the International Day of Yoga. In his proposal to the United Nations General Assembly, the Prime Minister of India, Honorable Narendra Modi, said, "Yoga is an invaluable gift of India's ancient tradition. This tradition is 5,000 years old. It embodies unity of mind and body throughout an action, restraint and fulfillment, harmony between man and nature, a holistic approach to health and well-being. It is not about exercise but discovery. It is not about strength but sensitivity. It is not about competition but cooperation. It is not about self-assertion but self-restraint. It is not about violence but peace. Yoga can open up a new horizon for peace and harmony." Unquote. When we say the word yoga, many people think of impossible physical postures. Yoga is not about bending and twisting your body or holding your breath. Sadhguru, a well-known yoga guru, defines yoga as a subjective tool to explore the inner dimensions of a human being that is beyond the accumulations of body and mind. It is a system designed to bring a person to a sense of physical health, mental clarity, emotional pleasantness, and energetic vibrance. The word yoga literally means union. The Sanskrit noun yog is derived from the root yuj, meaning to attach, join, harness, or yoke. Yoga is actually, the Sanskrit word is yog, not yoga, but in English we say yoga. Yoga is a cognate of English word yoke. Yoga is a group of physical, mental, and spiritual practices or disciplines which originated in ancient India and aim to control and still the mind, recognizing a detached witness consciousness untouched by the mind and mundane sufferings. In the Western part of the world, if you utter the word yoga, people think of impossible physical postures. This is a very distorted idea of what yoga is. Yoga is not about bending and twisting your body or holding your breath. It is a mechanism and a technology to get you to that state of experience where you can see reality just the way it is. In the modern world, Patanjali is widely known as the father of yoga. But yoga originated thousands of years before Patanjali, and Lord Shiva is known as Adi Yogi, the first yogi or the originator of yoga. Yoga postures or asanas are not just about stretching and bending the body. Again, in Sadhguru's words, yoga asanas are not exercises. They are very subtle processes of manipulating your energy in a certain direction. It needs to be done with a certain level of awareness. You can practice asanas just physically or more deeply, being aware of the breath, sensations, vibrations with appropriate mantras. In the yogic system, there is very little significance given to asanas or postures. From over 200 yoga sutras or rules, only one sutra is dedicated to asanas. Yoga is neither a religion, nor philosophy, nor dogma. It is a technology for well-being. One does not have to believe or disbelieve, just have to learn to use it. The technology will produce results irrespective of who you are. Just like computers, anybody can use it and get the same results. So anybody can practice yoga and get the same result. yogic system is actually a set of tools for self-transformation and are designed to bring one to this state of union. Asanas or postures practice is generally intended to build strength and stamina, to improve flexibility, coordination, and balance, and to relax the body. However, this provides only one small aspect of the tradition of yoga as a whole. Patanjali's Yoga Sutras or rules provide the traditional foundation of yoga, in which he outlines an eightfold path of the practice, known as the eight limbs of yoga. This path offers a guide to individuals who are dedicated to creating a union between body, mind, and spirit. According to a 2022 study by Harvard Medical School's Medical Center, routine yoga practice can enhance resilience and improve overall well-being, something that the study says helped massively during the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic. There is a very beautiful incident in the life of Aesop, the ancient Greek fable writer. He was actually the slave of a Greek king, and one day he was playing bow and arrow with a few children. Aesop just loved to play with children. A serious-looking wise man looked at this and said, What a waste of time for a grown-up man to be playing with children like this. What is the purpose of wasting your life playing with children?" Aesop wanted to convey a message, so he took a bow, which was strung, unstrung it, put it on the floor and said, "This is the purpose." The wise man said, "I don't get you." So Aesop said, "If you keep your bow constantly strung, over a period of time it loses its strength and intensity, and then it will be a no good bow. If you want to retain the strength and intensity of your bow, you must unstring it sometimes. Only then it will be ready for use when you want it." So that is all it is. That's meditation, to unstring yourself. So meditation is a way of unstringing, letting the mind just be there without employing the logical distortion. If your mind learns to just simply be there, it becomes like a piece of mirror. The beauty of the mirror is a mirror has no face of its own. Logic has a face of its own. Everybody has their own kind of logic. Why two people can argue endlessly about the same issue? Simply because everybody's logic has its own face. However, a mirror has no face. In a little piece of mirror, you can reflect the whole mountain. You can contain the whole mountain in a tiny mirror. You can contain the sun in the little mirror. Once the mind goes beyond the duality of logic, it becomes like a mirror, which can contain the whole existence, the creation and the creator. All the mantra yoga is just towards this. Mantra yoga or meditation is a scientific tool to transcend the body and the mind. In the past few years, meditation has hit the mainstream, joining the likes of yoga, pilates, and other alternative treatments for improving physical and mental health. With that in mind, I uncovered some of the latest meditation statistics you need to know if you are joining this latest health craze. You'll find some mind-blowing facts about what benefits await those who practice meditation. I've already told you some. There are many. Millions of people have discovered the benefits of meditation, and the number of people taking advantage of its health benefits is increasing day by day. So I'll list some more benefits of meditation. Public interest in meditation has soared over the years, and for a good reason. Various studies have shown that the practice of meditation results in improved concentration, focus, emotional regulation. It's also scientifically proven to improve anxiety levels, reduces blood pressure, lower the risk of depression, and increase body satisfaction. Meditation involves the practice of calming the mind and enhancing your senses for improved awareness of an object of focus, usually one's breathing process. By implementing a series of breathing exercises, the mind and the body experiences relief from stress and anxiety. Thus, this makes meditation one of the most sought practices for people who wish to improve their mental health. With these benefits, meditation has become the fastest growing health trend all over the world, becoming second only to yoga in terms of popularity. The meditation statistics I uncovered only reveal one thing. More people are turning to this ancient practice in an attempt to reap its positive benefits on physical and mental health. The individuals who wish to pursue the practice and enhance their well-being will find various options and tools to do so. From relieving stress and anxiety to promoting emotional health, meditation offers a number of benefits to anyone who practices it. With the many well-designed studies proving its effectiveness, it's no surprise that meditation statistics indicate positive growth towards and in the years to come. Indicate positive growth today and in the years to come. Now we look at mantra yoga, its definition, benefits and techniques. We typically think yoga is a physical exercise that involves various poses, breathing techniques. But repetition of a word or a sound is also a type of yoga. The chanting of sacred sound vibrations is known as mantra yoga or japa or mantra meditation. We use all these terms. A mantra is a word or a series of words chanted aloud or silently to invoke spiritual qualities. The Sanskrit root word manas translates as mind, and tra means instrument or tool. It is commonly translated to mean an instrument or tool for the mind. This ancient practice is one of the most powerful ways to clear your mind, focus your concentration, and calm your emotions. This type of yoga is simply yet potent. This type of yoga is simple yet potent practice that can be easily learned and only requires a minimum of 15 minutes a day to practice and reap some benefits. What is mantra yoga then? Mantra yoga is a meditation practice that focuses on chanting sacred syllables along with conscious breathing and a meditative focus to quieten the mind, cultivate spiritual energy, and create states of enlightenment. The practice of chanting a mantra is called mantra yoga or mantra meditation and is considered one of the easiest yet powerful forms of meditation. In mantra yoga, the practitioner chants a particular mantra repeatedly to create a meditative state. Chanting these sacred sounds helps focus the mind on the meaning and vibration of the words. As a practitioner's awareness revolves around the repetition of the sacred sound, its pronunciation and its meaning, energy is cultivated, which can be used for spiritual purposes and to connect with the divine. By focusing on the repetition of sound vibrations, our attention and focus grow inward. When practitioners are completely focused on the sound of the mantra, they are immersed in the experience of being present in the moment. Mantra yoga is a powerful tool to calm your mind, reduce stress, and improve your overall well-being. That will enhance your physical, mental, and spiritual health. The main practice of mantra yoga are japa, kirtan, or community kirtan means community chanting. The meditation technique of reciting mantras is called japa, or mantra yoga, or meditation. Kirtan is a devotional practice that involves call and response singing of mantras set to music. While an individual kirtan may vary, the practice typically involves a leader who chants and a group of people who repeat their chants. Mantras can be spoken aloud or softly whispered or said silently in the mind. These three types are named Vaikari. Japa is reciting the mantra aloud, is a way to practice the pronunciation, deepen concentration and connect with the vibration of this word. Second type, Upamsa Japa, is whispering or humming this mantra quietly is a way to cultivate peace and harmony. And Mansik Japa is internal chanting or chanting within the mind only and requires a great level of focus and attention. The ancient yogis tell us that silent chanting is thousands of times more effective than chanting out loud. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, we'll do some practice. While we are having a break, please organize yourself. Tell your kids and family members not to disturb you for the next 15 minutes. Turn off all devices or put them on silent or airplane mode to minimize distraction. So when you come back, please, while you're on break, please find a comfortable sitting position. If you intend to be sitting on the floor, you should be able to sit cross legs like you used to do in kindy or primary schools. Otherwise, if you can't sit cross legs comfortably, sit on a chair, find a comfortable chair. During the break, we'll go through kirtan form of mantra meditation. I would like you to take note of the wordings. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's called Mahamantra, or the great mantra. So you can sing alone while you are sorting out other things. Okay, let's get started. One mantra yoga or meditation is as simple as just sitting and becoming present. Learning mantra yoga can be undertaken in a progressive and structured way. I will be going through foundational skills step by step, including how to follow the breath, develop mindfulness, and work with your body. You'll also learn how to manage and reduce stress. Throughout, we will look at ways to bring formal practice into our daily lives, integrating mantra yoga in all activities of life. We'll now do a 15-minute guided meditation to begin training that puppy mind. Positions. While mantra yoga can be done in any posture, sitting, standing, walking, or lying down, a seated position provides the right balance of relaxation and alertness. Standing tends to lead to fatigue, while lying down leads to sleepiness. Whether on a chair, cushion, sofa, sitting is the perfect balance of meditation postures. Find a comfortable sitting position. If you intend to be sitting on the floor, you should be able to sit cross-legged like you did in kindy and primary schools, otherwise sit on a chair. Please make sure you are comfortable. Place your hands around mid-thigh, palms up on your legs. If the hands are too close to the hips, your shoulders will get tired. If it's too close to the knees, then you will feel overstretched before long. If you feel some strain in your shoulders, arms or back, it can help to rest the hands on a pillow in the lap. Unless your nose is stuffed, breathe through your nose and keep your mouth closed. Your back. So that the breath can move fully and naturally, create length in your back by gently reaching for an imaginary point above the head. Then relax slightly from that stretch. You want to be neither slouched nor rigidly upright. The lower back will have a slight arc that supports the upper body. Tuck the chin in very slightly to create a little length along the back of the neck. Remember, should not be sitting rigidly, should be relaxed, but not slouching. Your eyes, generally, it's recommended to keep the eyes closed, but sometimes it is useful to open them, such as when you are sleepy. But in this practice, we'll keep our eyes closed. While sitting, make yourself comfortable. Gently lift through your spine, opening up the belly and chest areas and bringing length to your back, neck, and up through the top of the head. Gently pull your shoulders back. And now allow your body to relax a little. This upright but relaxed posture allows your breathing to move freely. At your own pace, take a deep, gentle breath in through the nose, breathing into your abdomen and up through the ribs, into the lungs, to the top of the throat, and a long, gentle exhale in reverse. Try to exhale very slowly so that it's longer than the in-breath. Allow your body to relax a little more with the out-breath. Again, a second deep, slow breath in, beginning down in the belly, up through the ribs, in the chest to the top of the throat, and long, slow exhalation, extending the out breath slowly, slowly. And now allow your breathing to return to its natural in and out, its natural rise and fall. Keep breathing in and out naturally, and keep listening. We are not regulating or controlling the breath at all. We are just letting it come and go, trusting that the body knows how much air it needs. You'll observe that sometimes your breath is short and sometimes long. Sometimes it's shallow and sometimes deep. There can be small pauses in the breath too. It's all natural. There's lots of variation in each breath. Allow it to be as it is. Continue breathing in and out naturally. As your attention settles and becomes more refined, bring awareness to the place in your body where the breath is most distinct, where you feel it the most clearly. That may be in the abdomen, in the chest, in the nose, or the tip of the nose. Feel the physical sensations and movements. Use a quiet mental note to help connect with what's happening, as well as to keep track of where your attention is. With the in-breath, note in. With the out-breath, note out. In, out, in, out. If attending to the belly or the chest, use the notes rising or falling. Breathing is rising, breathing out is falling. When you get lost in thought, simply let the thoughts go. And with a gentle and non-judgment, when you get lost in thought, simply let the thoughts go, and with a gentle and non-judgmental attitude, return to the breath. This may happen dozens or even hundreds of times throughout the meditation. If judgmental thoughts come up, just notice that there is judgment. Let that go as well and return to the breath. If there are sounds that call your attention, listen to them. Use the mental note, hearing, hearing. For the moments you are mindful of sounds, notice any internal dialogue or judgment that comes with hearing sounds. When the sound is no longer drawing your attention away, then come back to the breath. Each time you notice you are distracted is the key accomplishment of meditation. becoming aware. Each time you notice you are distracted is a key accomplishment of meditation. Following the breath continuously is not the goal. Rather, noticing that you were distracted. Instead of striving to get good at staying with the breath, aim for increasing the number of times you become aware of distraction. Once you become aware that you are distracted, let go of the distractions quickly. Don't linger. You might be remembering something pleasant. When you notice that you are not watching the breath, and at that point be tempted to continue with the reminiscence. Instead, make the decision to let go of those thoughts and return to the breath. Responding gently and non-judgmentally, very typically, once people notice they are distracted and have yet again failed to follow their breath, strong judgments or other mental commentaries come up. We might think, I'm sure everyone else can do this better than me. These thoughts are actually quite important, and we will get into them later. Be aware of that judgment. Let go of the judgment and shift to the gentler, kinder, non-judgmental response. Oh, I am distracted again. Back to the breath. Keep this practice going for a while. Remember to become aware each time you are distracted. Come back to breathing without any judgment. Let go of the distraction and come back to your judgment. Each time that you notice you are distracted is the key accomplishment of mantra meditation. Follow your breath continuously. Practice this breathing. Remember, use a quiet mental note to help connect with what's happening, as well as to keep track of where your attention is. With the in-breath, in and out-breath out, or belly and chest rising and falling. When you get lost in thought, simply let the thoughts go, and with a gentle and non-judgmental attitude, return to the breath. Just notice that you were distracted. Instead of striving to get good at staying with the breath, aim for increasing the number of times you become aware of distraction. You will get distracted, just become aware of it and let it go. Once you become aware, let go of the distraction quickly. Don't linger. You might be remembering something pleasant when you notice that you were not watching the breath. And at that point, be tempted to continue with the remnants. Instead, make the decision to let go of those thoughts and return to breath. Don't become judgmental, just Be kind to yourself and let go of the distractions and keep breathing in and out and become aware of where you are distracted. Practice this breathing at least once daily, at the same time, same place. You may do this exercise any time, but at least once daily. For these instructions, you can go back to the radio online, planetaudio.org. You can go back to these instructions on the radio website, the planetaudio.org.nz. These instructions will stay there for next 5 weeks, so you can log in at any time, or on my Facebook page, Ras Brian Das is my Facebook page, or YouTube page. And you can follow the instructions every time you do this meditation at home. Remember, to get benefits out of it, you must practice this regularly, at least 5 times a week. Better if you do it daily, make a habit of it. You need to form a habit that, in order to form a habit, you need to practice this at the same time, same place. Good evening. Have a nice rest of the day.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.